Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 7:15. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning. Joining us on the line, Simon Gear. Simon, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. So before we even talk about sulfur, I need to get this out the way. Is autumn here? The mornings are darker. There's a chill in the air and I'm getting headaches. Does that mean that there's a change in something?
Yeah, so I know that my aunt who lives in the UK was telling us proudly that it was spring day on the 1st of March.
Shame, but they take what they can get, Simon.
Sorry?
They take what they can get in the UK.
It's well, exactly, sad. Exactly. She was super, super sad. Pleased to be able to see the horizon when she was walking her dogs.
Yeah, heartbreaks.
So, yeah, I mean, look, yesterday I was out on the Mpumalanga Highveld and true to form, hadn't paid any attention to the weather report whatsoever and got out of my car in shorts and t-shirt and nearly froze to death in the morning. So it was definitely a bit of a cold spell. I'm sure we will still have a little bit of warm weather and maybe the odd thunderstorm or two, but definitely I think things are going to begin to just swing around now.
Look, it has been a great summer. We've had beautiful rain, so we certainly can't complain about that at all. What we are complaining about is the smell that keeps coming and going over Johannesburg. At first I thought it was my teenage sons. Turns out it wasn't.
Yeah, this has caused me some concern in the opposite direction in that I haven't been able to smell it. I thought for a while I might have had COVID.
Terrible sign that, if you can't smell anything.
No, exactly. But I think it's just the area that I'm in. I'm sort of in a valley and it can't get through. This is something that I remember as a kid. My dad explaining it to me. My dad was also a weather nut and a geography teacher. So this is something that's been around for, 30, 40 years at least, and probably much, much longer. That whole Mpumalanga Highveld area and through to southern Gauteng is absolutely full of very, very big coal-burning power stations and then the coal to oil stations of Secunda and Sasolburg, and then of course the big smelters down in Funderbell Park. All of that area burns coal, and a lot of it burns quite cheap coal with quite high sulfur content. And every now and again, you get the correct winds and quite stable conditions, and you get a cloud of SO2 and H2S. So SO2 is sulfur dioxide. That's bad for you. That's actually a notifiable toxin in air quality law in South Africa. And then H2S, which doesn't really do much to you other than be very, very unpleasant. That's the rotten egg smell that you're smelling. But as a general rule, if you can smell H2S, there's probably some SO2 in there as well. So I suspect people are having the allergic reactions or the reactions to SO2, but are smelling the hydrogen sulfide, H2S.
And why would it be almost seasonal? Why is there a period that we hear that we smell this and then it seems to disappear?
Well, let's also be honest. We haven't had it for quite a while, have we? I mean, it's not something that I've had to deal with on the media for a good decade or more. And generally, I do get called when these sort of things happen. So I think and this is pure speculation.
Speculation. Yeah. This is my thing.
So I think that what's happening is, yesterday I was driving out on the Mpumalanga Highveld, and all of those power stations are going hammer and tongs. And I think with the pressure that Eskom's under, they are probably burning, or running those power stations harder than they would normally. And, there's definitely been reports before, I'm not saying that this is the case now, but definitely before, Eskom was easing their mitigation equipment, in order to get more power out of power stations. That's definitely happened in the past, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's happening now. And all of that is probably, combined with a gentle southeasterly wind, that has blown this cloud of sulfur over Gauteng.
There were a couple of warnings and saying people, elderly, those with asthma should be a little bit cautious, but I'm really not sure what they could actually do about this. We're all wearing masks anyway.
Look, it's not going to be so, the levels are not going to be so high that you're going to keel over and die, you know, if you walk outside in your garden. But in the same way that you wouldn't go for a run down a busy road, you know, because of the fumes, you probably would want to maybe limit the amount of heavy exercise you do outside when there's, you know, when you can really smell it. If anything else, you won't want to.
Right.
But I do think a lot of those sort of warnings are fairly standard. It's just, you know, someone popping something into a press release. The concern with these things are often long-term. So people who live in places like Secunda, Witbank, Middelburg, Delmas, all of those sort of areas, I mean, they're exposed to poor air quality just day in and day out. And that does have a measurable impact on things like lifespan. Mm.
I wanted to ask you about that. How are we doing in Johannesburg with regard to pollution? I mean, I know that when, you know, I traveled fairly extensively, most of my trips to Beijing, you could never see the sky. It just didn't happen. So I always think that we're so much better off. But when you do come into land in Johannesburg, very, very often, especially in winter, you do see this gray air that you're going to fly into and land into. And I always wondered, what is our air quality like?
So firstly, there's two little layers of pollution that you come down in when you land. And the one of them is actually perfectly natural. It's a layer of we call them aerosols, very sort of small particles, that are typical of savannah environments. And that lies right over Southern Africa. That's got nothing to do with humans whatsoever. That's that's from fires on savannas. Well, it's something to do with humans because humans are a natural part of the savannah landscape. And so, you know, fires are a natural part of savannas. So there is the natural layer, and then there's also the sort of pollution layer, which lies a little bit underneath that. Joburg, I think, compares reasonably favorably with most international cities. But, you know, because we're quite high and exposed, and I think our air is able to clear out quite easily. But what is appalling is the air quality in that band that I mentioned earlier, from southern Gauteng out through towards about Witbank or Middelburg. That area is some of the most polluted air in the world.
Amazing. Really, really fascinating and quite frightening at times. Simon Geer, thank you for taking the time to speak to us, as you always do.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.